Welcome to the Music Mindfully Podcast with your host, Aaliyah Elliott. This is a place where musicians come to get inspired, to conquer their fears, to overcome self-doubt, and learn to love their music and themselves a little more every day. Let's make music mindfully. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Music Mindfully Podcast. This is your host, Aaliyah Elliott, and I am so happy to welcome you back today as we are going to chat about absolutes. Yes, absolutes. So we're going to dive right on in, but first, I want to let you guys know that it has been an absolute pleasure creating this podcast for you thus far, but I am really excited to hear from you. I would love your feedback. What are you loving? What are your questions? And are there any topics that you have a burning desire to learn about on this podcast? You know, I'm all about the connection between mindset and music and how we can make our lives as musicians more enjoyable and feel more confident. So if you have any topics or any questions in that sphere, then please feel free to connect with me on Facebook or Instagram at Music Mindfully. You can also feel free to send me a friend request on Facebook at Aaliyah Elliott. And you'll get to see the face behind the show if you haven't looked at the art. So, my friends, like I said, today we are discussing absolutes. So, what I mean by that is we are discussing our language. And there's one thing that we often do when we are speaking or in our thoughts that should be a little bit of a red flag. We use an absolute. We say that something is an absolute truth. I have to work hard if I want to succeed. I must do this. This is the next step. There's no other way. And do you see how with all of the sentences that I have just uttered, there is a sense of obligation that goes along with what I'm saying? I have to do something. This is the only way. When we say things like this, what we need to start to understand is that those are our beliefs just being thrown out there. It is a big, big red flag if you are uttering these sentences of absolutes, knowing full well that the words that you are saying aren't in alignment with what you want to believe. But that's kind of the great thing about them, is they come with a warning label. And if we come to recognize that there are these words that we can watch out for, then we can have a deeper understanding of what our beliefs truly are. Because we may think that we think positively. We may think that we've changed an underlying limiting belief. But if the thoughts and the words that are coming out of your mouth are indicative of the contrary, then that means we still have some work to do, my friend. The words that we speak truth. We say what we say because that is what we believe. And we've talked a lot about beliefs on this podcast, and we will continue to talk a lot about beliefs on this podcast because ultimately what you believe is what you receive. What you believe is what you receive. Remember how our brain is always trying to prove us right. So that means if I utter something like, I need to work really hard to succeed, then guess what? You're going to have to work your little tushy off to find an ounce of success. But what happens if you decided to look at that belief? I need to work really hard to find success. And what if you decided instead, you know what? Success comes to me easily. I find success because I am working through ease and flow. And what you'll notice, if you are constantly catching yourself whenever you're like, oh, I need to do that. I need to be working harder. Am I being lazy right now? I can't take a break. I have too many things on my to-do list. I have to do this. I should. If you catch yourself every single time that you are uttering those absolute kind of phrases and you hit pause and switch it. Switch the thought to the thought that you would actually prefer to believe and therefore the operating system that you would prefer to be using as you navigate your life, then that is what is going to happen. It may feel really inauthentic the first few times that you try, and that is normal. That is perfectly normal because you have not yet adopted the new belief. So it is going to feel out of alignment at first when you say those things. That is perfectly fine. And I promise you that the only reason that it feels okay to say I have to work hard in order to find success is because you've been programmed that way. We are operating with beliefs that have been passed down through generations and generations. And guess what, my friends? Times are a-changing. Things are changing in our world so incredibly quickly that we cannot operate at our best level if we are still using beliefs and still accepting ways of life that were normal and consistent 100, 200, 300 years ago. Those measures of success, the steps of life, all of the rules of society that tells us this is step one, then step two, then step three, and you have to work hard, and you have to put this many hours in, and you have to eat this, and you have to sleep like this, and oh no, you can't do that, right? There's so many things that we are constantly doing or not doing because society tells us that that is what we should or should not be doing. We live our lives following the rules of dead people. But what if those rules really aren't serving us anymore? What if there really are some things that we've figured out in the last 100, 200, 300, 10 years? Because I guarantee there has been so much change in the way that our lives happen that there are so many outdated beliefs that are programmed in us because our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents didn't know any better. It didn't make sense in their lives to live the way that we do today. Heck, it wasn't even possible. But now we understand so much more about our minds. We understand so much more about our wellness and the impact that it has on our productivity, our happiness, and ultimately our success. The truth is, when we utter sentences that begin with absolute language, then we do not see the gray. We see the world as black and white. this is what is true, and this is what is not true. Unfortunately, when we see the world as black and white, then we do not see the full spectrum of opportunity. We do not understand that there is so much more available to us. Now, that doesn't mean that it is readily, easily, obviously available to us. Because ultimately, if it was actually easily available for us to see different ways of living, then we would all be doing it. And we wouldn't be having this conversation. And we wouldn't have coaches. And we wouldn't have mindset podcasts. And we wouldn't have therapy. And we wouldn't have any of this stuff. Because we could see all of the possibilities and then choose our course accordingly. But unfortunately, that is not the place that we are at yet. Though I truly believe, especially in the last couple of years where there has been a big shift in focusing on wellness, the pandemic has been absolutely terrible and has claimed so many lives and has caused pain and discomfort and grief to so many humans. But something that has happened through the pandemic that I've noticed is that there has been a cultural shift to turn inwards, to connect with who we are. There's been this momentum of personal development, of self-growth, of looking for positivity in our world. And that has been absolutely amazing to see. More people are focusing on their wellness, and more people are really taking a magnifying glass to their lives to see what their patterns are and where they can improve. Because ultimately, that's what this podcast is for. Ultimately, that is what the entire personal development industry is trying to do. That we are trying to get you to take a magnifying glass to your life so that you can clearly see the details. So that you can see the web of knots and untangle the ones that do not belong and keep the ones that hold it together. And that is where Absolute Language is such a wonderful tool. Because not everything that you use Absolute Language for is going to be negative. No, you use Absolute Language too when you are so rooted in a belief that truly, deeply moves you, that truly, deeply excites you, and that is serving you in your purpose. We use Absolute Language when we are talking about our deepest, most sincere beliefs. That's all. So using the words must, should, is not, right? Anytime we're using this really black and white language, it is just a way for us to recognize what our beliefs are. So my friends, instead of talking your ear off too much longer on this topic, I really want you to take time this week, between this episode and the next one, to jot down every time that you find yourself saying something out loud that uses absolute language. Anytime that you are saying something that means that this is right and this is wrong. Jot those down. And at the end of the week, take a look at your list and do an analysis of what beliefs are coming to play in your day-to-day life. As you take a look, I think you'll be surprised. Sometimes we say things without even realizing it. And sometimes we say things over and over and over without really understanding the impact that it is having on our lives. So do yourself a favor. Take an inventory of your beliefs. Take a look at your language. And see if we can change some of those words so that you are speaking your truth. Your real truth. The truth that is coming from the higher self within. The negative beliefs that we hold, all those limiting beliefs, do not come from your higher self. Those are things that we have adopted through fear. And it's time to put them to rest and to choose something more empowering. I hope you have an incredible week, and I cannot wait to check in with you next Tuesday. I'll see you then. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Did you have an aha moment? Did something really resonate with you? Be sure to let me know. Screenshot this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at Music Mindfully. I would also love to chat with you, so feel free to hop on into my DMs. I cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out. Until then, go make music mindfully.